Zechanishmas Avi Wori Yaakov bin Shal Pichas, Zechanishmas, Nadi Elashain of Asi Yeshua Falak. Okay, today's Shir, the fascinating topic of the international dateline. And we'll see, you know, it's a really huge topic, and we'll see what we could do. Okay, so this is the story. You know, the world is round, and part of, at any given time, part of the world is going to be lit up, and part of the world is going to be dark. And say, for example, it's now 8:33 in New York City. Right? Now, in Eretz Yisrael, what time is it now in Eretz Yisrael? There's 7:33? What?
7 hours,
well. It's 3:33.
3:33 in the middle of the night, right? On Wednesday night. But how do we know that? In other words, obviously in Eretz Yisrael, it's not daylight now. It's 3:33, and they're ahead of us. But how do you know that? Maybe we're ahead of them. Maybe we're ahead of them.
We could be.
Right?
Maybe it's 13 hours ahead.
Right. We could be.
But no, because we're still.
In other words, it's definitely say 3:33 in Eretz Yisrael. But we could be, instead of us being 7 hours behind, we can be 17 hours ahead. Right? In other words, Mehechi Tesi, it's like, who's ahead of who? That's the question. In other words,
who decides what is what?
But what happened by my Sivarashis? How was the world created?
Yeah, so, right, so how was the world created? And Mehechi Tesi, how do we know who's ahead of who? In other words, if it's now 3:33 in PM in Eretz Yisrael, so they could be 7 hours ahead of us, or we could be 17. We could be 17 hours ahead of them. Right, it has to be 3:33. That's the reality of where it is in terms of when it's going to get light. But Mehechi Tesi, that we're ahead of them, maybe they're ahead of us, maybe we're ahead of them. Whereas, say, for example, you have a table, a round table, right? So who's sitting at the head of the table? It's round. So how do you know who's the first Shabbos, who's the last Shabbos? Who's ahead of who?
So the waiter serves first.
What?
Whoever the waiter serves first.
Yeah, whoever the waiter serves first, right. So, Mehechi Tesi. So, obviously, Halacha has to koveya a line to say that whoever is at the beginning of the line is the first, and because, in other words, you're going around the whole globe. So as you keep going, it can get earlier, but we have to decide where the line is to decide who is at the head, who's the end. In other words, because theoretically, America could be at the beginning, and Eretz Yisrael could be 17 hours after, because it has to be a span of 24 hours, and we know that it's 3:37 in Eretz Yisrael, and that's 3:37 Eretz Yisrael, and they're ahead of us, but it could have been just the opposite. We could be 8:37 p.m. in America, and it could be 3:37 p.m. on Tuesday night in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you need the halacha to be koveya. Where is the line? Where is the line? Say, for example, and that's the important point of the halach deadline, to determine where the beginning of the day is, and who's going to be. In other words, when we start any given day, where is the first place in the world that day is beginning, and we say anything. And where's the second place, third place, fourth place? Till you go around the whole globe. Because you go around the whole globe, so then that's going to be the last place to begin this day. And theoretically, it could have been anywhere. It could have been anywhere in the world. In other words, it could be arbitrary. But obviously, halacha is not arbitrary. So therefore, we have to be understand the halacha of when is the beginning and when is the end. So it's like this. The Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah on page 1. He says like this. First word on the line, further down where I put the arrow. It says, Nolod Kodum Chatzos V'yaduah Shenira Somuch L'shkia Sacham Lo Noda Kodem Chatzos, Yaduah Shalom Nira Somuch L'Shkiyas Hachama. It's just like this. The way Rashi understands it's like this. We know we go to shul every Shabbos Mevorchim, and they make the announcement of the Moilad. When is the Moilad? So the Moilad is when the moon is directly between the earth and the sun. So in other words, you have the sun, you have the earth, and then the moon is rotating. And when the moon hits the point where it's exactly between the earth and the sun, then that's the moilad. So the way Rashi understands the Gemara is that after the moilad happens, meaning after it's at this point where the moon and is right between the earth and the sun, it still takes around another 6 hours before you'll be able to see the moon. Right? So in other words, during the moilad, you're not going to be able to see the moon. But once it moves a little bit further, 6 hours, you'll be able to see the moon. So Mamela, what the Gemara is saying according to Rashi, is if the moilad is before Chatzos of the midday, so therefore it's going to take, say, assuming that the day begins 6 o'clock and it ends 6 o'clock, the average day. So if it moves, if the moilad is before Chatzos Hayom, so that means there's going to be another 6 hours till you'll be able to see it. So then you'll still hop in that you'll be able to see the moilad, the moon, before Shkia. And then that day could be Rosh Chodesh. But if the moilad, if the point that the moon is between the earth and the sun is after Chatzos, and after Chatzos, that means you're not going to see it for another 6 hours, that means you're not going to see it till after Shkia. So Mamela, this day is not a candidate to be Rosh Chodesh, because you have to be able to be able to see the moon. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Baal HaMor has a fascinating pshat to this Gemara. of Noilat Kodem Chatzos. The Baal Amor says like this, and this is on page 2 here. Let me say it outside, and then you can see it inside. It says, the Baal Amor says, we know that the earth is round, and they're going to be, on the earth, there's going to be various different places. Who's, in other words, who's the head of, who's number one in the earth? In other words, who's going to be the first Shabbos of the Welt? It could be anywhere, theoretically. So the Baal Amor Shita is like this, that there are 24 hours, right, to the day, and Mamela is like this. So Eretz Yisrael, every hour is like 15 degrees. So Eretz Yisrael is at a point where it's not the beginning. It's not the beginning of the Welt. It's not the beginning. Where is Eretz Yisrael? There's 6 hours of land in the world that's ahead of Eretz Yisrael, and 18 hours behind Eretz Yisrael. In other words, so Eretz Yisrael is not first place. There's going to be Eretz Yisrael is 16. There's going to be 16. There's going to be 6 hours ahead, meaning so there's mean and each hour is 15 degrees. So of the whole earth being 360 degrees, Eretz Yisrael is going to, there's going to be 90 degrees east to Eretz Yisrael is going to be ahead, and then there's 180. 90 degrees ahead, and then the rest of the world is 270 degrees. There's 90 and 270 is 360, and so the 270 behind Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael is not first place. It's not going to be the first place in the world where it's going to be Shabbos. It's not Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be, there's going to be still 90 degrees east of Eretz Yisrael is going to be ahead for those 90 degrees, and there's going to be 270 degrees behind, and that's where Eretz Yisrael is situated. And that's the pshat in the Gemara, because the way the Baal Amor understands the Gemara is that Nolad Kodem Chatzos means like this: if the Molad in Eretz Yisrael is before Chatzos, you mean in order for this day to qualify to be Rosh Chodesh, there has to be some place in the world where the whole day is after the Moilut. In other words, when it's Rosh Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Moilut in Eretz Yisrael, but the Moilut in Eretz Yisrael is before Chatzos. And Eretz Yisrael, where's Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is 90 degrees. It's 6 hours. In other words, there's a 6 hour area ahead of Eretz Yisrael. And then there's 18 hours behind Eretz Yisrael. So as long as it's Molad Kodem Chatzos, so that means that there's a place in the earth that's 18 hours behind. So 18 hours behind means 6 hours of the daytime, and 12 hours of the night. That means there'll be a place that's 18 hours behind. If you're 18 hours behind, and the Moilut is in Eretz Yisrael is before Chatzos, so then there's going to be a place that this whole day will have the new Moilut of where this location is. Because the day is... is 12 hours of the evening and 12 hours of the day, of the daytime. So if the Moilad first happens after Chatzos Hayom, so then that means in Eretz Yisrael, so that means that 18 hours is the place further, has the latest coming of this new day. So that's going to be already after Shkia. Because if it's already The other words, Eretz Yisrael is 18 hours ahead of the furthest place, because Eretz Yisrael is not number one. It's the 6 hours ahead of Eretz Yisrael and 18 hours behind Eretz Yisrael. So if the Moilad in Eretz Yisrael is before Chatzos, so there'll be 6 hours, another 12 hours, and those 12 hours will be before the whole day starts. And then, but if Eretz Yisrael, the Moilad in Eretz Yisrael is after Chatzos, if Moilad in Eretz Yisrael is after Chatzos, so then what? So then, the furthest away place will still have the Moilad after Shkia. And then there's no place in the earth that this day will be totally enveloped with the new Moilad. Because you need one place in the world that the Moilad started before Shkia of this day for this day to be Rosh Chodesh. And that's how the Baal HaMor says here on page 2, on the bottom, he says, Nolam, 4 lines from the bottom, Nolam Kodam Chatzot Kolomim, Im Nolad, Yerushalayim, B'yom Shabbos, Kodam Chatzos, B'yadua Shanira Somuch L'shkiyas Achama, B'yom Shabbos, L'shochnei Tzei HaMizrach. Those the people on the furthest away is going to be a full day of that the Moilad is going to be full for that day. Now, what's the pshat? Why is Eretz Yisrael not the first? Why is Eretz Yisrael not the first? And that's how the Baal HaMor learns. So the Baal HaMor shita is that Eretz Yisrael is the 6 hours ahead of people being ahead of Eretz Yisrael, 18 hours behind. So, and the pshat is, says the Mefarshim, that the pasuk in Yechezkel on page 4 says that Yoshvei al Tabor haaretz, that Eretz Yisrael is considered the belly button of the world, the middle of the world. So the Baal HaMor shita, the way some explain it, is that that they only dealt with the 180 degrees of the by the Asian continent. In other words, they weren't Goyris America. So Mamela, if Eretz Yisrael is the center, and they're only dealing with half the globe, so that means there's 90 degrees to the east of Eretz Yisrael, 90 degrees to the west of Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is what? Is the center. Eretz Yisrael is the center. And that's the Baal HaMor shita. That Eretz Yisrael is the center from the perspective of the 180 degrees on the side of Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Baal HaMor shita. Whereas the Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky says, no, but the Yerushalmi knows about that Eretz Yisrael, that the whole world is 360 degrees, and Eretz Yisrael, to be in the middle, means it's the middle of the 360 degrees. So that means there's going to be 180 to the east and 180 degrees to the west. So take a look now. Now I'll show you the picture. The Star K put out this nice picture on page. If you turn to the packet, what page? Can't see the page numbers here. 18. Page 20? 20. Page 20. Look on page 20. Look on page 20. Azoy. So, you see where it says Jerusalem line? That's Eretz Yisrael. So now, where is the date line according to the Baal HaMor? That's where it says Chazon Ish line. Chazon Ish line. That means the Baal HaMor. That's the Baal HaMor. that's 90 degrees, because the Balamor Shita is, you only reckon with 180 degrees of that side of the world. And Eretz Yisrael is Tabor Haaretz. It's the belly button of the world. It's the middle of the world. So that means 90 to east, 90 to west. Rav Yechiel Michal Tukhachinsky says no. Eretz Yisrael is the center of the world, but we reckon with the whole globe, the whole 360 degrees. So there's 180 to the west and 180 to the east. So that's where Rav Tukhachinsky's line is.
But other than Rav Tukhachinsky, I mean, how would you deal with the reality? I mean, what's the other sheet? If you go outside more than 180 degrees, so what, you suspend everything? I mean, what happens?
So let's go slow. So let's see how it works. So this is the way it works. Now the civil, you know, you see where the Goyisha dateline, the secular dateline, is where it says civil international dateline. That's what, 180 degrees east of Greenwich, England. And that's the Goyisha dateline. Now, the Goyim also need a dateline, because they also have to decide where is it Monday, where is it Tuesday. So now, we know that in our lives, Shabbos is Saturday. Ain't going to work on Saturday. Shabbos is Saturday. But that's not necessarily the case. Shabbos could be either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And let me explain what I mean. Let's take a look at the... Yeah, I'll give you an example. Let's take a look at New Zealand. You see, the bottom, New Zealand. So, New Zealand is... When it comes to the civil dateline, so New Zealand is to the left of the civil dateline, correct?
Is that west?
That is west.
West,
yeah. Now, so from the perspective of New Zealand, now anything west is going to be the beginning. That's going to be the first Shabbos. I remember my friend Rav Benzion Scheinfeld Shlita, sitting shiva for his mother, was a big Talmud Chacham friend of mine. He was a chavrusa of Rav Gusman. I just lost his mother recently. So he runs a camp, a ski camp, from kids, and they go to New Zealand. And when he gets to New Zealand, he says to the people there, he says, now we're about to usher in like the first Shabbos of the, because there is going to be, if you hold, like, it depends what you hold, but it could be like one of the first Shabbosim of, so according to the civil dateline, New Zealand is right to the left of that, to the west. So it's going to be the first Shabbos. Now, according to the Chazon Ish, New Zealand is what? Is to the east. So New Zealand is going to be the end. So that's why the Chazon Ish Shita is that Shabbos for New Zealand is on Sunday. Shabbos for New Zealand, like the Chazon Ish, is on Sunday. You understand? Because it's at the end, it's on the opposite side of where the secular dateline is. The secular dateline, New Zealand, is at the very beginning, because it's to the left, it's to the west, and the west is first. But to the Chazon Ish, it's to the right, it's to the east. So it's going to be the very end. Well, now let's take... And what about Rav Tukhachinsky? So Rav Tukhachinsky, he's 180. New Zealand is what? New Zealand is to the left. So Rav Tukhachinsky is, since it's going to the left of Rav Tukhachinsky, and to the left In other words, if you're on the same side as the Goyish dateline, then Shabbos will be on Saturday. If you're on the opposite side, then it depends which side you're on. Shabbos could either be Friday or Sunday. So say, for example...
Does a civil dateline start with Shki or it starts with midnight?
The civil dateline could start with midnight, but with which midnight it is. It's the last midnight or the first midnight. Those, it could be this midnight or it could be a midnight 24 hours later. Mm-hmm. Oh. So let's take Hawaii. You see Hawaii there?
All right, I just put the picture of that same thing in color in the chat if anybody wants to see it.
Okay, excellent.
Right, thank you.
So let's look at Hawaii now. Hawaii is what? Let's do the Chazanish. The Hawaii is what? Is to the right of the Chazanish. Right? And it's to the right of what? Of the civil dateline. So that means it's on the same side. So when is Hawaii going to be Shabbos according to the Chazanish? According to the Baal HaMor? On Saturday, because it's on the same side. But look at Rav Tukachinsky. Rav Tukachinsky, Hawaii is on the left, on the west, and it's on the right from the international dateline, from the Goyish dateline. So according to Rav Tukachinsky, Friday is the very beginning. I mean, Hawaii is going to be one of the first Shabbosim, so that means it's going to be on Friday. And that's Rav Tukachinsky Shita, that if you go to Hawaii, you have to keep Shabbos on Friday. And according to the Chazanish, the Baal HaMor Shita is that you have to keep Shabbos for Hawaii on Saturday because it's the same. It's both on the right. It's both on the east side, both from the Baal HaMors, which we call the Chazanish, and the civil. Both on the same side. But according to Rav Tukachinsky, it's to the left of Rav Tukachinsky's dateline, so it means to the west. So that's the very beginning.
Which one?
So that's going to be Friday.
Left, right here.
I tell you, someone once called me up to ask me a shaila. I remember, I was in a car, it was Friday afternoon, and someone called me up from Hawaii to ask me a shaila. And I said, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to speak to you now. Because Lamaisa, it could be it's Shabbos by you, so maybe. But I'm said I'm not going to hang up on you because Meikra Din I don't hold from that Shita, so Mamela I won't hang up on you. But according to Rav Tukachinsky, you're calling me on Shabbos. Now the question is like this, and this is the Kasha. This is the on the Baal HaMor. Listen carefully. Let's speak about Australia now. So what's with Australia? It goes what? In the middle. It goes in the middle. So there is a sefer called the Yesoid Olam. It's in the packet here, I will see. He's a Talmud of the Rosh. And he asks a Mordek Akasha on the Baal HaMor. Because, again, where's the Baal HaMor's line? That's called the Chazanish line. Even though it's not really the Chazanish line. But it's the Chazanish line. That's what it's really the Baal HaMor line, it really should say. So he says, Hayitochin, how could the dateline go through the landmass? That would mean, if I'm in Australia, and I'm walking, and I cut through the line, so theoretically, I can walk out of Shabbos. I go back in, depending upon what side of the line I'm at. I can dance into Shabbos, I can dance out of Shabbos. So the Yesod Olam says, it's a chuchavit lula. To say such a thing, yeah, I'll show you inside in the Yeah, on page 6. He says, where the second arrow is, on the right side of page 6. He says, Vizeo sheker vihitul godol. And the bottom line, he says, he shall be yomim shall esmo anu omdim hayesh ba'olam hitul v'shigon kamozeh. He says, how could it be? How could it go through the land? So that means that I can walk into Shabbos, I can walk out of Shabbos. That's the Yisod Olam's Kasha on the Baal HaMor. So, Rav Chaim Zimmerman, who was a great Gadol, on page 9, he wrote a sefer called Agan HaSar on the Dateline. And he says, so what? The line is where the line is. That's it. You don't like it? You think it's preposterous that it could be in the middle of the landmass, and therefore in the middle of Shabbos, I can check out of Shabbos. I just walk over the line, and now I'm 24 hours behind. I'm 24 hours behind. So it's 10 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos now. I just, if I'm by the line, I just walk over the line, and now it's 10 o'clock Friday morning. He says, how you talking such a thing? So Rav Chaim Zimmerman said, yeah, you're talking, that's it. So the Chazon Ish liked the kasha of the Yisoid Olam, and therefore he says like this. He says a chiddush. The Chazon Ish chiddush is that Yinechanami, the dateline could never go through the land. It can't be. So how does it work? Soon as it hits the land, it goes around the land. Say by Australia. See? The Chazon Ish line, it goes by Australia. But it's not going to cut through. Because he likes the time of the Yisoid Olam. That it can't be that it's cutting through. So what he does is, you have to then take the line and go to the right. Go to the west. To go to the east, rather. And then go with the boundary, the perimeter of the landmass, all around, and then keep going up till you hit the next landmass. Till you hit the next landmass. And then, so the Chazon Ish says, so you see, really, if you look at them, you're a purist of the Baal HaMor, then Australia, depending upon where you are in Australia. If you're on the left, so then Shabbos is going to be on Saturday. But if you're on the east, then Shabbos is going to be on Sunday. So the Chazon Ish said no, because you can't go through a landmass, because the Yisoid Olam is right. So what do you have to do? You have to draw the line on around the landmass. Now, one could ask Akasha, so who says Meheki Tesi that you should draw the line to the right and including it to Australia is in the west? Maybe you should forget. Most of Australia is in the east, is on the right side of the line. So why should we incorporate all Australia to the left side? The big kasha. So some poskim say because the side of Eretz Yisrael is always considered more chashuv. So if the landmass part of it is Eretz Yisrael, part of it's not, so then you incorporate whichever side is in the Eretz Yisrael dikah side. That what? That brings the rest of the landmass into the Eretz Yisrael dikah side. Even though the miyut is being going around the roof.
I still don't understand practically, though. It makes sense, but the
who's speaking?
Ben Blumenthal.
Hi, Ben.
The Chiddush makes sense of the Chazon Ish, but the world was created. I mean, it was created perhaps it was just created in a linear fashion. It went down, so it went over the water, over the landmass, and this up to now was, you know.
So one second. So now, look at the Chazon Ish line. What happens when it hits China? You can't see the whole thing. It's going to go around. It's going to go around the landmass. It's not going to go through in the landmass. It's going to go around. And therefore, China is going to be what? To the left, on the same side as the civil. So China is going to have Shabbos when? On Saturday. But Japan is not attached. Japan is not attached to China. It's an island. My father always tells me, my father was, Hareni Kaparis Mishkova was in the Korean War. And he was an American army in the Korean War. And he said that whenever they were taking the soldiers for, they gave them a day off. So they would take them by boat, they would go to Japan to have a day off in Japan. And he said they the whole night they were in the boat. In other words, on a map you can't see how much it's not attached, because Japan gets very close but to China, but it's still enough water that it was a whole night worth of water in between.
3 or 4 hour flight.
What?
It's a 3 or 4 hour flight.
Right, exactly. The soldiers, I guess, they took them by boat, but. So based on this, this is the famous psak of the Chazon Ish, that he paskin to the Mir Yeshiva. The Chazon Ish paskin to the Mir Yeshiva that since the line of Japan, in other words, he's going to hit China and then go through the perimeter of China, but Japan is not attached. So Japan is going to end up on the right side. Japan is going to end up on the east. And Mimela, Japan is going to be at the very end then. Because it's going to be on the other side of the dateline than it is than the civil dateline. So the Mela, Shabbos in Japan, says the Chazon Ish, is on Sunday. Because whenever you're on the opposite side of the Goyisha dateline, so it depends on which side you are, you could either have Shabbos on Friday or Sunday. Like we said, Rav Tukachinsky, Hawaii is on the left, so it's going to be the very beginning of Shabbos. But for the civil dateline, it's to the right. So Mamele, it's going to be the earlier Shabbos on Friday. But it's going to be, but when it comes to Japan, according to the Chazon Ish, Japan is going to be the late Shabbos, because it's going to be on the other side because it's going to be to the right of the Balam of the Chazon Ish, but to the left of the civil. So Mamele, if you're on the same side of the civil, then it's on Saturday. But if you're on a different side, depending upon whether you know, if you're on the left, then you're going to be Friday. If you're on the right, then you're going to be Sunday. It's only if you're on the same side, then you'll be on Saturday. So Mamele, that was the psak of the Chazon Ish. The psak of the Chazon Ish was that Shabbos on Japan is Sunday.
And the same in New Zealand, right?
And the same in New Zealand.
What do you do about the fact that there's already a Kehila there?
Oh, one second. We'll get to that in a second. One second. You know, I was once involved in the Shidduch with a young man from his parents. His father lived in New Zealand, and she was from New York. And they were dating, and I was orchestrating the dating. And after a while, I said to the girl, you know, if you want this to go, the shidduch to go further, you're going to have to go out and meet his parents. And that meant you'd have to go to New Zealand. And then they were choshish for the Chazon Ish. So then, and it was on Chol HaMoed. It was during Yontif. So you had, so every Yontif and Shabbos, they kept 2 days L'chumrah. So they had like 5 days that they didn't do Malacha. Because if you're, oh, so 1 second.
They fast Yom Kippur 2 days?
Yeah, so this is the Chazon Ish's psak, that the year that the Mir Yeshiva was there, so Yom Kippur was on Wednesday. And the Chazon Ish said no, but Japan should keep Yom Kippur Just like they keep Shabbos on Sunday, they can keep Yom Kippur the day after, on Thursday. So said the Chazon Ish to the Mir Yeshiva, Ichlu Birvi Vitsumu Bachamishi. That was the Chazon Ish's psak. That was the famous psak of the Chazon Ish. Ah, they asked the Chazon Ish, but maybe we should be Machmir. The rest of the Welt is keeping Yom Kippur on Wednesday. So how, you know, so maybe we should eat Pachos Mikashir or something like that. So supposedly the Chazon Ish's response is, what are you talking about? Wednesday is Erev Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah of Achila. So what do you, you know, Ichlu Birvi, it's Erev Yom Kippur. Ah, for the rest of the Welt, it was what? It was Yom Kippur, but he says, this is not the rest of the Welt. Japan keeps Shabbos on Sunday. Japan keeps Yom Kippur. If the rest of the Welt is keeping on Wednesday, they're going to keep it on Thursday. And this was an independent psak of the Chazon Ish. The other Rabbanim didn't agree with him. And Rabbi Yossi Ginsburg just pointed out, but what about the fact that there was a minug? So that's in my Sefer on Minhagim. I have a whole discussion of that in the Kuda. That the Chazon Ish was willing to trump the minug. In other words, even though there was a minug, they were kehilas in places where the Chazon Ish would hold that that's the opposite day. So he said, no, so what the minug? That's it. That's what he held. So it was the first time. There's a Professor Brown in Eretz Yisrael who wrote a doctorate on the Chazon Ish. He said, Chazon Ish really, most of his life he was Mechba Lakelim. He was a very private person. But this is the one time that he came out, you know, the first time that people heard him, he came out and he wrote the telegram to the Mir Yeshiva. And so because before the Mir Yeshiva got the telegram, they followed like everyone else. They kept Shabbos on Saturday. After they got the telegram from the Chazon Ish, so they said, we're going to keep Shabbos on Sunday. Some people were machmir not to do malacha on Saturday, but the Iker Zman of Shabbos was Sunday. And in fact, the Mashkiach, Rav Yecheskel Levenstein, you know what he did? Friday night by Ma'ariv, he clapped on the bima. And what did he say Friday night when he clapped on the bima? Rav Yecheskel Levenstein said, V'hu rachum. Meaning, we're going to daven a vachadika ma'ariv now on Friday night because Shabbos is not till Sunday. And he made sure that on Saturday morning he came into the Beis Medrash mu'utof betalas utfilin to because he wanted to emphasize that the Chazon Ish. And then they didn't do malacha maybe on Saturday, many of them, but the Iker Din for the Mir Yeshiva after the Pesach of the Chazon Ish was to keep Shabbos. In other words, the day that they did Kriyas HaTorah and they made Kiddush was Sunday, Saturday night into Sunday.
How about all the other dinim being Parish Minatzubar of Yorov, Marisayim, there's so many different things here.
So the Chazon Ish held that it's all a mistake. The Chazon Ish held that it was all a mistake, and that's how he paskened. And the Mir Yeshiva accepted that psak as the Iker Zman. Now you should know, the Mir Yeshiva was not the only people that were there. Like Rabbi Berish Mandelbaum told me, you know, you had the Lublina Talmidim there, Chassidish, you know, the Mir Yeshiva was not the only group of Yidden that escaped to Japan. So some people, you know, went to hear Kriyas HaTorah on Saturday from the Mira people because they weren't totally Sholem. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Siyata Deshmaya that the Mir Yeshiva, by time Yom Kippur came along, most of them were already in China. And in China, there's no Shaila. In China, everyone agrees. Because China, according to all opinions, it's to the same side of the date line as the Goyish dateline.
Okay.
not the Bala Maor, though. Just the Chazanish's, you know, or the Yesod Olam's version of the Bala Maor.
Right. Right. Right, right. Yeah, so if you're right, so if you're a Bala Maor, a purist, like I think Rav Chaim Zimmerman was, so in a Hanami, you know, it's wherever you, whatever the land, wherever the line that can go through the landmass. But Lemaisa, most people didn't. In other words, the Chazanish basically said, "I like the Yesod Olam." So. So the way the Chazanish, you know, did it is he followed the Bala Maor's line to a point, but not with the, but it had to go, it can't go through the landmass. So, but I'll tell you, Ramosai, let me tell you a Chiddush, and this is a very interesting point. And that's the following. There's a fellow in Eretz Yisrael in Kol Chazanish. His name is Rav David Yitzchaki. Okay? And he writes very interesting articles in the Torah journal called Or Yisrael. That's a Torah journal that comes out in Muncie. And he wanted to say, in other words, the Yesod Olam has this kasha on the Bala Maor. How it can't go through a landmass. And therefore, Chazanish said the Solomon was right, so it has to go around. But you know what Rav David Yitzchaki said? And it's funny because he's in the Kol Chazanish, and he basically argues with the Chazanish. And you know what he said? If you look at the maps that existed in the time of the Bala Maor of the world, the line of the Bala Maor was the end of the continent. In other words, their vision of what the world was that it ended there. There was no more land. So basically, like someone said to me, he's basically saying that the whole concept of the Bala Maor also agrees to this Yesod. But he thought that was the end of the landmass. Now that's like a very interesting point, that he's saying that the whole concept of the Bala Maor saying what he said was based on the assumption that that's where the land ended. Louis Yitzur, he would have known that it doesn't end there, then perhaps he would never have said that.
Rabbi, is the Chazanish saying that one could theoretically sail in and out of Shabbos then, like between China and Japan, and why? And if yes, like why wouldn't that be a problem?
Because that's not the. In other words, he felt going in the water, you know, is not the. You're not going to be in the water necessarily. But in the land, he felt it was just too much of a...
But it still seems, if it's absurd, the idea that I could be in Shabbos here and then walk over there and I'm not in Shabbos, it seems just as absurd.
But the answer is like this. It has to be somewhere. Right? It has to be somewhere. So one could say, like someone told me, Rabbi Klein from Rabbi David Feinstein, it's very mistaber that it should be in the middle of someplace where no one's going. Like the middle of, the ocean someplace. And that's what the Goyim did. The Goyim, Chochma B'Goyim Tamin. Their dateline is in the middle. In the middle of the... In fact, there was an island in the middle there of the Pacific called Samoa. And Samoa... at one point, was on one side of the dateline, and then the Goyim decided that they're going to change which side it's on. Why? Because whatever side that it's doing commerce with, it wanted that it should be on that same side. So the records will shtim. They're saying we did a transaction on Friday. What do you mean? That wasn't Friday. That was so they should be on the same side. So they told the people like this. We're going to change the side of the dateline. You should go to sleep Thursday night and wake up, it's going to be Saturday. Because we're going to change which side of the dateline. And they told the people that whoever works on Friday will get paid for the day that they lost because Friday was skipped over with the year that they changed the dateline. But I'll tell you, I think, to me, Rav Tukhachinsky is a big Kiddush. And the Chazon Ish is a big Chiddush. Because either of them are saying Tabor Aretz. So who says that it means literally Mamish? There's Rav Tukachinsky saying the world is 360, so Tabor Aretz means the middle. And according to Chazon Ish, we only work with 180. Tabor Aretz, 90-90. But Mehedi Taisi, that has to be exact. So I thought, in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, he quotes two more shitas about... In other words, the two famous shitas of the Balamor with the Chazon Ish's way of amending it, and Rav Tukachinsky. But people are not aware that there's a couple of more shitas. And and if you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, on page 19, he quotes from Rabbinyamin Rabbinovitz Ta'omim, and he says, it's the Beren Strait. In other words, very simple. Go back to... You should make the line the end of the Asian continent, which is called here the Mid-Pacific Poskim. Because then, that's the end of the landmass. And then make a line right over there. So I'm very into that shita. Because if you hold the Yesod Olam shita, that can't be in the middle. So it's Mestaber, like Rav Dov Fein says, the middle of the Yam. I mean, he's maybe likes Rav Tukachinsky or perhaps Rav David, but and then I thought that Rav Shechter once said over from Rav Soloveitchik that the Sifrei says you can be Mosif on Eretz Yisrael. It was after you conquer Eretz Yisrael, if you conquer other lands, you can annex it to Eretz Yisrael. If once you conquer Eretz Yisrael. But Rav Soloveitchik said it has to be a hemshech from Eretz Yisrael. He can't conquer Eretz Yisrael and say, I'm conquering New York. There's no hemshech. But, so basically, you can take Eretz Yisrael, and after Israel, you can conquer the whole Asian continent till the end. So to me, that's mestaber, that's the end of the landmass, and that's where the line should be. So if you hold like this what's called the Mid-Pacific Poskim, which... to me, libi nota, like that shita, then basically, kemat, every situation of the dateline will be that it'll be like Shabbos will be on Saturday. Maybe it could be one island or something, but basically, it'll be in the middle of the ocean. So look at the Mid-Pacific postgame and look at the civil dateline. It's almost at the same place. So therefore, it'll always be either one side or the other side. It'll be on the same side. And if you hold like that, and then basically the Minhag HaOlam, in other words, like someone once asked me, is there any place that has a Minhag HaOlam that keeps Shabbos? People who live in Hawaii. There's no one who lives in Hawaii who keeps Shabbos on Friday. And there's no one who lives in New Zealand who as a kahila who keeps Shabbos on Sunday. There's no... So as that's what Rav Yossi Ginsburg was saying. Anytime you're going to do one of these things, either Rav Tukachinsky or the Chazon Ish, you're going to be going against the Minhag HaMakom. But if you hold like the sheet of the Beren Strait, or Rav Yonah Marzabach said somewhere in the middle of the Pacific over there, not exactly the Beren Strait, but more or less, so those sheetas who am I to, but the Chazon Ish, was very, and basically Chazon Ish went on his own. He wasn't, there was another group of Rabbanim in Yerushalayim that got together to convene, to discuss it. Chazon Ish didn't want to be involved with that. He went through his the Inyan, this is what he held, and that's the Psak he gave.
What about Rav Menachem Kasher?
Yeah, so Rav Menachem Kasher is into the I think the Minhag the Minhag HaMakom, I believe.
But also the Lubavitchers.
Yeah, and the Lubavitchers also are like that, and That's why the Lubavitcher Rebbe had his famous psak that if you cross over the date line during Sfira, you have to follow your own count. Your own count. So if you go, say, from China to New York in the middle of Sfira, so you're gonna be on the wrong, you know. So you have to count your count. So your count is a day ahead than everyone else. So Lubavitcher Rebbe says you keep your count. And then Lubavitcher Rebbe had a chiddush, and Shavuos, said the Lubavitcher Rebbe, is going to be an Erev Shavuos, is going to be the first day of Shavuos for you.
I was in Hawaii during Sfira, and Suffolk of Tukuchinsky didn't know what to do.
Yeah. So, Mimela, so I tell people like this, that to follow the Baron straight. I said, if a real Ben Torah, I would say to be Machmir for the other Shitas as well, because, you know, it always bothered me. What always bothered me was they used to have these Pesach, they still have, now with COVID they don't have Pesach programs, but Pesach programs, and they would take people for Pesach to Hawaii. And I said, you know, I was very upset. Mainly he's spending so much money on a Pesach program. But at least if he's spending so much money on a Pesach program, at least you want to do the Seder on the right day. And according to Rav Tukachinsky, you're not doing the Seder on the right day. So you're spending all that money, you're not even doing it on the right day. But look, Meikar Adin, I feel, I'm Libi Nota, like the Mid-Pacific Poskim, like of the Barrett Strait and that it goes to the end of the continent. And Mamela, Kamad will always be that Shabbos will be on Saturday, and if it's a Yontif, whatever it's normally called, Yom Kippur, if it's Yom Kippur's Wednesday, it'll be Wednesday, it won't be Thursday, etc.
Two questions. What's the difference between the different Pacific Poskim? There are different Shitos among them.
Yeah. So, right, there are different nuances of, of, is it the middle? Do you follow the middle of the sea, or do you follow right at the, like Rav Yonah Marzabach, I think, says, or do you follow just as soon as the continent ends? That's where you put the line. In other words, little nuances, but more or less it's the same. It'll be enough gemina, maybe if there's an island that's on one side for the other one, and the other side for the other, etc. But it's a bit.
Question, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, one second. And another thing that comes up a lot is the following Shaila. If you daven Shachris, right, and then you pass you go into the night, and then you repeat the day. In other words, you went back a day. So do you have to daven another Shachris? Rav Badi holds you have to daven another Shachris. Others hold no. Every Monday is only one Shachris for Monday. Rav Badi said no. If you go from Monday day to Monday night, and then you go back into Monday day, it behooves you to daven another Shachris. And others say, no, you already daven Shachris for Monday. This is also a very interesting machlokas, you know. Yeah, what were you saying, Ed?
Yeah, okay, question. You must have said this. Chazon Ish, first of all, it's very wild. That's amazing. Was it his original Ashita, or did he get this from the Baal Amor, or what was the connection?
Well, he started off with the Baal Amor, and then he sowed Olam Master Kasha on the Baal Amor, that it can, and then he basically said, so it must be that it's not going through the line at the land itself to answer the Yisod Olam Kasha. It must be that it's that you're going around the perimeter of the landmass. And you're not going through the land.
What's the difference between the Chazon Ish and the Mid-Pacific Poskim? Why did they have a difference? Why did the Chazon Ish learn like them? It's a very strange for
him. No, because he held like the Baal Amor, 90 degrees. He held the Baal, you know, it has to be the Baal Amor. It's just
the basic is 90 versus 180.
Yeah, in other words, they didn't work with the Mid-Pacific Poskim, didn't work with 180. Rav Tukachinsky worked with 180.
Because what's your taking? What's your Svara? Who's correct? I mean,
so I like the Mid-Pacific because they're based on the Svara that it shouldn't go through the landmass. And if you assume like Rav David Yitzchaki that the Balamor only said it because he thought that that was the end of the landmass, so today we know that the landmass goes much further.
Oh, but the machlokes between 90 versus 180 is based on what?
Based on that Eretz Yisrael Pasuk in Yecheskel says Tabor Haaretz. So do we? So it has to be in the middle. So do we reckon only with the 180 degrees that was the Iker Yishuv Ha'olam in that time? And the Mele Eretz Yisrael has 90 to the east, 90 to the west. Would we say no? But the Yerushalmi says, as we know it today, they're 360. So Tabor Haaretz means that Eretz Yisrael is in the middle of the whole Welt. So then it's 180 to the east and 180 to the west. So how do you reckon Tabor Haaretz? Just based on the Yishuv of that Zman of 180 degrees, and then Eretz Yisrael is in the middle, 90-90? Or do you reckon with the whole Welt of 360, and it'll be 180 this way, 180 that way, and Mamela, the dateline will be 180 to the east of Eretz Yisrael, and there'll be another 180 to the other, and that's how you reckon it.
Rabbi Shami, you ever told the Sapna Rabs
what?
About this?
Did who?
Sapna Rab, the Yailish.
Yeah, Rav Yailish, yeah.
Against changing the date to Shabbos.
He didn't like the Chazanish, right?
He was very against the Chazanish.
Right.
He didn't get anywhere.
And he felt what?
He was very sharp.
Which way?
The Sapporov was very against people who added a different date to Shabbos.
You mean he felt the Minhag HaMakom?
Yeah, Minhag HaMakom.
Yeah. Yeah.
He used strong language.
Yeah.
There's a Kuzari as well?
The Kuzari says like the Balamor. If you read the Kuzari, it's the exact thing as the Balamor.
So we've got two Rishonim with one opinion, right?
And right. But then, I started the share off. Like, usually in Halacha, we don't follow the Balamor in Halacha. Balamor always says... What?
What other Rishonim have a psak on this?
No, because you see, the Rashi learned the Gemara totally different. The way we started off, the 6 hours, has nothing to do. The way Rashi learned the sugya about the 6 hours, it's just if it's nolat kodem chatzos, so you'll see it's six hours later, it'll be before Shkia. But this idea that there has to be one per place in the world, and it's based on this idea that, is not in the way Rashi learned the Gemara. So then there's no mocker. The Chazanish said, no, that's the Sod HaIbor, that everyone agrees to. The Sod of that idea, everyone. Now, you can have maybe a different pshat in the Gemara, but but others say no. As I always say, we in Halacha, the Balamor, Kamat never wins in Halacha. He never wins in Halacha. So the Chazanish realizes that also. But he said, that Nakuda, that's called the Sod HaIbor, the idea of the 18 hours and the 6 hours, and Eretz Yisrael is after the 6 and the 18 hours after it. So he said that he felt is not the Chiddush of the Balamor. That everyone would agree to. Okay, Rabosei. Okay, it's a fascinating time. Again, we thank the Rav Shlita, Rav Oren Shlita, for bringing us together in this time. And helping bring us together. Anyone who would like to sponsor Shir could go onto the website of HeichelMoshe.com. And we're very fortunate to be together, till the time that we'll actually be together physically. But we appreciate, we have expressed our Hakar Satov to the Rav and the Shul of Yeshiva Heichel Moshe. And anyone who'd like to sponsor Shir, please go on the website to do so. So this is, I feel like, once we did the Lama Test Malachas, we spent 249 Shiurim on the Lama Test Malachas. We should know when is Shabbos, right? You have to keep Shabbos, you have to know when is Shabbos. Okay, so...
I'm going to have my doubts when I go to the doctor.
What?
I'm going to have my doubts now when I go to shul in front of it.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, call to. Thank you, Rabbi. Call to.